Good evening. With a look at your latest evening news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. With sweeping changes coming for the country's immigration system, the National Coalition for Caymanians government says it will protect residents who've applied for PR and status under previous rules. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more with the minister.
Cabinet has approved drafting instructions to amend the Immigration Transition Act to, quote, clarify certainty regarding eligibility for Caymanian status. The amendment bill, if passed, will set up the legal framework for the expedited processing of immigration applications and, quote, validate previously charged expedited immigration fees. The immigration minister, the Honorable Michael Miles, tells Radio Cayman the proposed changes are designed to make sure that people who reasonably believe they would qualify under the current 15-year residency rule are, quote, treated fairly.
We want to honor the original intent of the legislation, which would allow persons who are on track and submitted their application and their appropriate timeline would be processed under the law during the time of their submission.
This will apply to anyone who has applied for permanent residence prior to the commencement of the 2025 Act, but whose case has not yet been decided on by the board, as well as residency and employment rights certificate holders and those registered as British Overseas Territory citizens who have independent PR granted under the current revisions. It also includes asylum grantees who have applied for or received indefinite leave to stay in Cayman under the Customs and Border Control Act. These amendments, if passed, will also automatically deem anyone born in the Cayman Islands on or before March 26, 1977, as Caymanian without the need to apply to the director or work. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. Changes to the immigration law, passed by MPs but not yet implemented, increase the number of years an expat must be resident before applying for Caymanian status, from 15 years to 20. You can find out more at gov.ky/MCEI. In St. Kitts, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has been reaching out to Caribbean leaders in a round of short meetings. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
The first session between Rubio and CARICOM leaders lasted just 15 minutes, but it seems to have made a good impression. Antigua's Prime Minister Gaston Brown called Rubio's remarks encouraging and said that he was pleased that he felt as though Rubio recognized the commonalities in the region.
We're linked by our people. You know, the Caribbean has its largest diaspora in the United States. And we're also linked by our common humanity. And I sense that the statement that he made, though brief, would have signaled a level of commitment to enhance the relationship between the United States and CARICOM.
Dominica's Roosevelt Skerritt echoed that optimism.
I think it is important that we note the positive aspect of his presence in the Caribbean.
Rubio also sat down separately with leaders of Trinidad and Tobago, Guyana, and Haiti. Trinidad's prime minister says they talked about energy, Petroton, and cooperation on security. She says Washington invited her government to a regional summit in Miami on March 7th.
He was just speaking off the top of his head. So he's very familiar with issues in the region, and he could have spoken there today with him. We talked about Haiti, we talked about Cuba, of course. We talked about engagements with Venezuela and the way forward. And he committed that on the 7th, when we meet President Trump, more details will be shared on several of the things that I raised with him today.
For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Thank you, Elizabeth. We'll have more on day two of the CARICOM meetings in a special broadcast this evening, immediately following this news broadcast. The Cayman Islands actuarial community has a new platform aimed at collaboration, mentoring, and building local talent. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
The Cayman Actuarial Network, known as CAN, is officially up and running after rolling out its social media presence in December and launching its website this month. The group is meant to be a central hub for actuaries at every stage of their careers, from students to senior professionals, bringing them together to share knowledge and strengthen Cayman's growing actuarial sector. Rachel Funk of Orium RE, who also serves as regulatory vice chair of the Cayman International Reinsurance Association, helped to drive the initiative.
The launch of the Cayman Actuarial Network represents an important milestone for the actuarial profession in Cayman. CAN has been created to connect professionals, encourage collaboration, and support the development of actuarial talent locally. We're excited to see this network grow and deliver meaningful value to our community.
Ms. Funk says the hope is that CAN can grow into a go-to community that provides real value for actuaries. The network is backed by the Cayman International Reinsurance Association, which sees actuarial experience as a key pillar of Cayman's growing insurance and reinsurance ecosystem. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. To the courts, Julian Robinson has entered a not guilty plea to a charge of being an idle and disorderly person. He's accused of exposing his genitalia to a member of the public along 7 Mile Beach. Robinson is currently on bail but is restricted from accessing 7 Mile Beach in its entirety, from the Pageant Beach and Wharf restaurant area through to the Boggy Sand Road in West Bay. He's also subject to an interim sexual harm prevention order. No trial date has yet been set. The courts have released advance notice of the scheduled sitting for the Cayman Islands Coroner's Court, confirming 5 sittings between March and December. The first session runs from the 16th to the 20th of March, followed by the 13th through the 17th of April. Over the summer, the court will sit from the 1st to the 5th of June and again from the 20th to the 27th of July. It remains unclear which matters will be heard during each sitting, with significant public interest surrounding the impending inquest into the death of Judy Ann Miles. Miss Miles' remains were found burned in a vehicle in the Lookout area of Bodentown in 2025. Police have previously stated she was not murdered, but the circumstances surrounding her death remains unresolved. Court officials say listings for each sitting have not yet been finalized and will be published in the usual manner closer to the date. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. For the third year in a row, students at Cayman Academy are hitting the streets to spread the message of staying away from drugs and alcohol.
This is our third time doing it, so we want to help and continue to just make sure that children and teens are aware of the dangers of these drugs, so we can just try and reduce the amount of usages of the drugs. And then we're also asking for parents and the teachers to come out with us and help promote it, as the more help we get, the more that's being promoted, the more aware that people are going to be within the country.
Youth-to-youth members at the Cayman Academy there, joined by National Drug Council's Ivan McLean, who tells Radio Cayman these types of events teach kids critical thinking and helps them make informed decisions.
These 4 students will endeavor to convey that by way of engaging in this march, inviting other schools and other persons in participation.
If you'd like to show your support, make sure you're at Cayman Academy on the 6th of March for an 8:30 a.m. start time. The General Registry Office in Avistar Building, West End, Cayman Brac, will be closed for renovations during the week of the 2nd of March. The office is expected to reopen on Monday, the 9th of March, at 9 a.m. The General Registry apologizes for any inconvenience caused. For urgent matters during the closure, residents may contact Shania Tibbetts at 925-6517 or Christy McLean at 916-7932. The Department of Commerce and Investments Cayman Brac office will also be affected by the renovations. During this period, the DCI office in Creek will remain open to clients while staff relocate to the Avistar building effective the 9th of March. For urgent DCI matters, persons may contact Stephen Scott at 948-2400. Finally,
retirement doesn't mean the end of service. It means a new job.
The fire service celebrates one of their own's distinguished service to the people of the Cayman Islands. Pump engineer Carl Richard Pascal is retiring after 35 years. Deputy Chief Fire Officer Roy Charlton.
Firefighting is more than a profession. It is a sacred duty. It demands sacrifice. In moments when others fled from danger, Pascal advanced towards it.
The government is thanking Mr. Pascal for his, quote, courage, steadfast commitment, and exemplary public service. That's your latest evening news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.